thanks to station sponsor OzTip Recycling for fast skip-in delivery at the best price. Book online now at oztiprecycling.com.au.
It's 7 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Anita Savage. Lebanon's health ministry says nearly 500 people have now been killed and more than 1,600 injured in the latest Israeli airstrikes on Lebanon. It's been the deadliest day of the Israel-Hezbollah conflict in almost 20 years. The BBC's Hugo Bashega reports.
As morning broke, it brought with it one of the deadliest days in nearly 20 years in Lebanon. Israel unleashing the most intense and widespread airstrikes on the country. Southern Lebanon, the eastern Bekaa Valley, and for the first time, the north were hit. Israel's conflict with Hezbollah on the verge of becoming an all-out war. The Israeli military said it had struck more than 800 Hezbollah targets. Hezbollah responded with barrages of missiles, a sign that it is unlikely to back down.
The New South Wales Health Minister says patients with non-life-threatening illnesses should steer clear of hospitals unless it's an emergency, as nurses walk off the job this hour for 24 hours. The Nurses and Midwives Association is continuing to push for a 15% pay rise as wage negotiations with the state government stagnate. Some elective surgeries will be affected today. Ryan Park says hospitals are still running for those who need it the most.
People in emergencies need to continue to go to our emergency departments, but for those non-serious and non-life-threatening types of illnesses, conditions, important reminder that people can also access healthcare through Health Direct on 1-800-022-222.
There's been a serious multi-vehicle crash in Sydney's west this morning. Rescue crews have been working to free a woman trapped in a vehicle on Richmond Road at Berkshire Park. There are significant delays through the area. Motorists being advised to consider alternative routes. A man has died after being stabbed in Sydney's inner west last night. Brady Evans reports.
A man was discovered with stab wounds in Marrickville. Paramedics performed CPR, but he couldn't be revived and died at the scene. He's yet to be formally identified. A crime scene has been set up as detectives investigate the circumstances surrounding his death. Anyone with information or dashcam footage is urged to contact Crime Stoppers or Marrickville Police Station.
Specialist police are investigating an armed robbery at a hotel in Sydney's southwest. Katie Fuller reports.
Hotel staff say two men wearing dark clothing, face coverings and gloves broke into the establishment at Canterbury in the early hours of this morning. It's understood one was carrying a pistol, the other a shotgun. They allegedly stole a large sum of cash from the premises before fleeing the scene. A 38-year-old security guard suffered minor injuries in the holdup. Police say a vehicle was spotted shortly before the incident, driving in the wrong direction. Anyone with more information is urged to contact Crime Stoppers.
Young men and boys at risk of engaging in family, domestic and sexual violence will be supported through an early intervention trial. 12 organisations will share in more than $23 million of federal government funding over 3 years to create a program. Social Services Minister Amanda Rishworth says it will be available in metropolitan and regional areas.
What this program could include is one-on-one counselling, case management, youth mentoring, potentially camp.
Hope Sport.
Carlton skipper Patrick Cripps has claimed his second Brownlow medal in the AFL's Night of Nights. Eddie Summerfield reports from Melbourne.
The Carlton star had a record-breaking season, Patrick Cripps recording 11 best on grounds in the eyes of the umpires after leading the competition for clearances, averaging 28 disposals a game, a record 45 votes beating the previous record of 36 of Dustin Martin and Ollie Wines. The Blues skipper becoming the 17th dual Brownlow medal winner. Collingwood's Nick Dacos finished second on 38 votes, which would have won the medal in every other season. Port Adelaide's Zach Butters rounding out the top three on 29 votes.
And Australia's named its team for the Davis Cup Tennis Final Eight. They are Alexi Poprin, Jordan Thompson, Max Purcell, Matt Ebden and Thanasi Kokkinakis.
Hope weather.
A partly cloudy day, light winds becoming northeasterly, 15 to 20 kilometres an hour this afternoon. A top of 25 degrees is forecast for the city, getting up to 28 degrees in the west. Right now it's 15 degrees in the city and 11 in Penrith. Tomorrow, a top of 31 degrees, then showers developing. Thursday, rain and 20, Friday showers and 19 degrees. And that's the latest Hope News. I'm Anita Savage.
Sydney's Hope. 1032.
Christians in Australia are privileged. We're free to follow our faith. But that's not the case for many around the world. 90,000 Christians are martyred each year because of their faith. Who supports them? Voice of the Martyrs. They bring relief to the persecuted, help the families of martyrs, and supply Bibles and other Christian literature, all to where they are needed most. Station sponsor, Voice of the Martyrs, serving the persecuted church. Pray for them. Visit vom.com.au.
At Storm International, we clean with integrity, trust and service that shines. As a proud Christian cleaning company, we're committed to giving schools, aged care facilities and businesses a pristine clean every time. Call 1300 361 325 for a free initial deep clean and free sanitary services for the life of your contract. Storm International, keeping your spaces clean and tidy because every corner deserves a little grace. Visit storminternational.com.au. Station sponsor.
Berkshire Park, serious multi-vehicle crash closing Richmond Road both ways this morning between Lundilo Road and St Mary's Road. We do have delays all the way back into South Windsor and traffic lights are flashing yellow at this site as well for Richmond Road at St Mary's Road. Come see the team at 4K RV Campbelltown and ask them about the Australia-made Aveda motorhomes on offer. For quality Aveda motorhomes, visit avedarv.com.au. Station sponsor, I'm Anik Bovino, taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 1032.
Hope 1032. Thanks for taking us with you.
Yes, Brendan and Danny Bell, however, aren't with us today. No, they're not here. They're not going to be back to Thursday. I've got some warmed up best of bits. I say warmed up because there's a trend at the moment. A lot of food conversations going on with Brendan and Danny Bell. Anyway, on the way next, Hope 1032. This is Silk City and Ellie Gilding.
Think I forgot to breathe? Did you forget my name? I wrote your symphonies. They all just sound the same. Don't know what I believe in. 'Cause I just get moving on. Said I should take a seat.
Silk City, Ellie Goulding, Hope 103.2. Brendan and Danny Bell back on your radio on Thursday. I've warmed up some best of bits for you. Food is a bit of a recurring theme on the Brendan and Danny Bell breakfast show.
Talking all things kryptonite. No, we're not talking about Superman. What is your kryptonite? What is the thing that just weakens you? You can't say no to. And we're asking you right now to weigh in on it because chocolate is said to be the number one thing that is a kryptonite for many of us Aussies. Seeing that sale ticket at the shops, despite financial pressures that are going on right now,
seriously,
or dietary requirements, you're like, no, I've got to have that chocolate bar. That's why they put it at the cash registers. They know they're going to get the sale. 1-300-40-2020, what is your kryptonite? And Nathan, he's called us this morning. Nathan, what is your kryptonite, mate?
My kryptonite is a good bakery's Neenish tart.
Okay, for those of you playing at home, a.k.a. me, what's a Neenish tart?
Neenish tart is like a shortbread sort of crust, like a shortbread biscuit sort of crust with a bit of jam and, like, cream inside it, and then it's got, like, a pink and brown fondant icing that you would, like, do you generally see them at the bakery?
Yes. I'm, right now I can, yep. I see it.
So,
I see it. Yeah, your description is very good.
I'm a good sucker for one of those a week.
Oh, one a week? Bro, that's like full of sugar.
End of week three.
Okay. Do you have like a go-to place that is a bakery nearby, a local, that is your place where you get them?
Yeah, I found there's one in Blacktown that does them that's instead of just that smaller size, they do them a larger, like a meat pie sort of size.
Oh, no. It's an Neenish pie.
I don't get that one every week.
Okay, good. Thanks for the clarification.
I'm proud of you. We have some sort of restraint.
That's quite
tempting. Oh. And do you get them with others or do you just quietly consume it by yourself?
No, I get it as I'm walking from work to the car.
At least he's walking.
That's right. He's doing his exercise while getting his sugar and his carbs up. Love it. Hey, thanks, Nathan. A few texts coming in. Text 970 says, hot chips and Slurpees.
Oh,
oh, every time you fill up petrol, you're in trouble because that's where you get Slurpees from.
Yeah, that's
machine,
so dangerous.
Just as you walk in the servo every time.
I have a confession time.
Oh, Deli Bell.
So in high school, mm-hmm. when we caught the bus to school, and we could get off at two places. So we could get off in the – so our school was in the middle of the residential area.
Yes.
And so we could get off at one spot where we'd walk through the streets.
Mm-hmm.
Residential area to get to school, or we could get off at the next stop, which was at the shops, and then you'd walk through the shops and then you'd walk to school.
Yes.
Sometimes we'd get off at the shops and we'd go to the store and buy some hot chips.
When it's a good and hot chip place.
No, but like
you're loyal.
At 8 a.m. in the morning.
What did you have for breakfast? Nothing. I've kept room for these
hot
chips.
I'm fine. Look, I'm losing weight.
Hang on.
I'm not. I'm having hot chips and gravy.
What hot chip place is open at 8 o'clock in the morning?
Well, it was the grocery store. And said they would sell hot chips at the same time.
At the grocery store, sold hot chips?
Yeah, in Glebe.
They don't even have their hot chickens out at that time.
No, but they have hot chips.
Oh, wow.
As in, they obviously make it to order. It's not sitting there.
Oh, yeah. Here's your four-hour-old chips.
Yeah. Breakfast with Brendan and Danny Bell back on Thursday right here on Hope 103.2. This is Train.
When it rains, it pours and opens doors that flood the floors we thought would always keep us safe and dry. And in the midst of sailing ships, we sink our lips into the ones we love that have to say goodbye. And as I float along this ocean, I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
Hope 1032, Brendan and Danny Bell back on Thursday. I've got some best of bits for you, and this is both Brendan and Danny Bell being quite dramatic.
A drama class.
Yes, it's a, we know a little bit about that.
We do a little bit, but more and more businesses and workplaces are picking up drama classes as part of a team building, upskilling process for staff within the office. Mm-hmm. Things that they start to grow in by doing this is public speaking, improvisation, dealing with nerves. Mm-hmm. The humble drama class has been seen as providing those skills necessary to see those within the workplace take their skill sets to a whole new level, which is awesome. It develops empathy, social skills, well-being, and confidence.
So good. I did a short acting course at the beginning of last year.
Yes.
And I met a whole range of different people, people that were, they were like young models and actors coming for like the confidence boost.
Yeah.
There were people who were business people coming for the public speaking. Mm-hmm. And then I know a couple of people at my church who went to NIDA, for example, to do courses for public speaking specifically. And I'm like, this is so good. It helps with, you know, like how you said, teamwork, speedy problem solving, creative and critical thinking. But you don't realize that that's what you get so much out of these courses.
You just go, look at those thespians just playing games and being silly.
But actually,
but no, at the core of it and the heart of it is something a whole lot more transformational to the workplace, and more people or workplaces are picking it up, which is awesome. So next, you know, team bonding that you're – workplace might need, you never know, might end up being at a drama school in class. Who would have thought?
Breakfast with Brendan and Danny Bell back on Thursday.
Hope 1032, out and about with you, wherever you are.
Find MacArthur's Best at your doorstep. Angus Bristow Village is the perfect location to downsize into retirement living. But there are only four villas left. Station sponsor Angus Bristow is just minutes from restaurants, cafes, shops and more. And you can find peace of mind knowing that home services and aged care are on site if your needs ever change. Inquire now. These quiet, connected three-bedroom villas will soon be gone. Visit angusbristowvillage.org.au.
Today's high cost of living adds to family stress. Bridging the Gap has been supporting communities in Sydney's West for 40 years, helping parents get their kids the best start in life. Free financial counselling is just one of their services. Others include counselling for all ages, school programs, and accessing no-interest loans for essentials. They're also a registered NDIS provider. To find out more about free financial counselling and all the other services of Bridging the Gap, visit btg.org.au.
Berkshire Park, a serious multi-vehicle crash closing Richmond Road both ways. It's between Lindilo Road and St Mary's Road. That northbound run is stacked up all the way through to Marsden Park. Southbounders are really heavy back into Bligh Park. Traffic lights flashing yellow at the site as well. Mossman, the Spit Bridge, heavy both ways from the city through to the beaches this morning. The M5 East has cleared up after an earlier crash. Still slow inbound through the airport tunnel in Mascot towards Foreshore Road. I'm Monique Bovino, taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 1032.
The next time you feel like lecturing to your teenager, why not stop and ask them a few questions instead? The answers may surprise you. Hi, I'm Brett Ryan for Focus on the Family Australia. Ask your teen, how does it feel when I lecture you? Then encourage them to be honest with their answer. But be prepared. They may just tell you that what they are hearing you say sounds a lot like nagging, and you thought they'd be praising you for your profound logical wisdom. While you're communicating with your teen, why not ask other questions like, how often do I interrupt you when you're trying to tell me something? Or, do you feel like I trust you? Or even better, is there anything you don't feel safe talking to me about? Engaging your teen may give you valuable insight into the true nature of your relationship. More than that, it will let them know that you really care what they think and what teen doesn't want to be heard. For more on relating to your teen, go to families.org.au and check us out on Facebook.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
Sometimes you wonder if you got it, wonder if you got it in you. Some days looking for the reason why. Feels like standing on a runway, standing out on a runway lately, watching everybody else fly by. See the
everything you got it, everything you got it in you. Don't stop, I can see the finish line. One shot, are you gonna take it? Are you gonna take it this time? One life, don't let it pass you by.
I know that this could hurt me bad. I know that this could feel like that, but I just can't stop. And my defenses drop. I know that I was born to kill any angel on my windowsill, but it's so dark inside. I know, la 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 la. I know, la 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 la. Still I don't let go. I'm fields of flowers grow.
This is
Coldplay on Hope 103.2 at 7.30 and time for the latest news headlines with Anita Savage. Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron. The death toll has risen in Lebanon, where at least 492 people have been killed after Israel launched intense airstrikes. More than 1,600 people have been wounded. Israel has warned civilians in southern Lebanon to leave as it targets Hezbollah sites. Australia's Foreign Minister Penny Wong has used a speech to the UN General Assembly in New York to call for greater protections for humanitarian aid workers. Thousands of nurses and midwives have walked off the job to rally for better pay. Emergency departments will continue to provide life-saving care during the 24-hour strike. Some elective surgeries have been postponed. A woman has been freed from a vehicle following a head-on collision in Sydney's west this morning. Richmond Road at Berkshire Park has been closed and motorists are advised to allow plenty of extra travel time. Police are appealing for witnesses after a fatal stabbing on a busy street in Marrickville in Sydney's inner west last night. Paramedics tried to save the man, but he died at the scene. And two more species that disappeared from New South Wales almost 100 years ago have been reintroduced in the state's far west. 20 western quolls and 20 burrowing bettongs have been returned to Sturt National Park. So a good news story there. And I'll be back with more news at 8.
Thanks so much, Anita. Today, a partly cloudy one, 25 degrees at the top. Shower 2 developing tomorrow, 31. But let's get out there and enjoy today, I suppose.
Hey, it's Laura on Undistracted this week. Former Prime Minister Scott Morrison talks about breaking mental health taboos and combining faith with politics.
Information is moving so quickly and there's a lot at stake on every decision. So I'd get good advice. I'd listen carefully. I'd do all of these things. But I just found that God gave me a sense of peace in these moments where it was like the ball was moving slowly, even though that it was actually coming at me very fast. I found that a real blessing in what was a very challenging time.
Listen in full wherever you get your podcasts and find Undistracted with Laura Bennett on our website, hope1032.com.au.
Serve the nations from where you are. Over 3 billion people are yet to have access to the good news of Jesus. You can help reach these people without leaving Australia. For over 100 years, station sponsor WEC International has been focused on seeing the good news go to the unreached. And you can help. WEC has a number of volunteer roles that are part-time and can fit your availability. Serve the nations from where you are. For more information, search opportunities at wec.com.au.
Hope 103.2.
It's an empty house.
So hold my hand, I'll walk with you, my dear.
The stars creak as you sleep, it's keeping me awake.
It's the house telling you to close your eyes.
And some days I can't even trust myself.
It's killing me to see this way. Cause though the truth may vary, this ship will carry on. Tell her that I miss our little talks.
Soon it will be over and buried with our past.
We used to play outside when we were young and full of life and full of love.
Some days I don't know if I am all right.
Your mind is playing tricks on me, my dear. Cause though the truth may vary, this ship will carry on.
You're gone, gone, gone away. I guess you disappear. All this left is a ghost of you. Now we're torn, torn, torn apart. There's nothing we can do. Just let me go, we'll meet again soon. Now wait, wait. Ship will carry our bodies safe to shore. Though the truth may vary, this ship will carry our bodies safe to shore.
Hope 103.2.
Switchfoot, Hope 1032, Brendan and Dannybell back on Thursday. Some reheated bits for you right now. And a new sport that really shouldn't be a sport. It shouldn't be anything at all. It just shouldn't exist.
So all the winter sports are starting to wrap up as we move into springtime.
You're seeing lots of posts, family, friends with their kids, trophies, participation awards.
Tournaments have finished giving out their awards. So kids are now looking for the next big thing.
Okay.
So you wonder, what is the next big thing, right?
Pickleball.
Okay. Listen, I'm going to stop hating on it. We've got to actually do it.
Yeah, you're going to come play pickleball and just, you know, experience it.
Well, you've got to invite me, don't you?
Well, well, you were like this with the AFL, and now that you've been, you now love it. So guys, I believe that you are going to follow in the footsteps and love pickleball.
Don't start with me on AFL.
You heard it here first. Dannybell is going to love pickleball.
So we could follow in the footsteps of our UK family.
Okay.
They're about to start the 50th annual World Toe Wrestling Championships.
No.
About to start in Derbyshire in the UK.
No.
Which began in a pub in the 1970s. And as someone said, it's like arm wrestling but with feet.
Of course that's a sport that would start in a pub.
It's pretty funny. So competitors come from all around the world, which is really funny.
Including
the US, China and India, all putting, wait for it, their best foot forward.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Brendan and Dannybell are away for the next 2 weeks. They are off to the UK to compete in the foot championships.
Just checking out the tinny around the world.
Oh, yeah.
So the competitors place their feet against each other on a special podium that has two walls on either side. And then they lock their toes together. The winner is the person who can push their competitor's toe against the opposite wall.
Stop. So this really is arm wrestling, but for your feet.
It's a thing. All for £500 to win.
That's a lot on the line for £500.
Oh, I can't, fam.
There has
to be
some,
this photo.
There's got to be hygiene levels for the beginning of it. It's like, to a foot spa. Dead skin has to be removed before you play.
Oh.
Toenails trimmed. You don't want people accidentally slicing each other with toenails.
Sorry, guys. You guys are eating right now. Sorry.
Well, I hope they're not eating. They're going to be out the door. It's a big day ahead.
Well, excuse you. There are people in their cars drinking their up and go, okay? And they're like stopping to drink it because now.
They're stopping to get rid of it.
Yes. World championships are happening.
I cannot believe you found this.
Toe wrestling championship.
It's disgusting.
It's like, what is next? You know? It's like
headbutting competitions like with helmets.
Well, that's just called wrestling.
No, I want to know, what are the safety things on this? Because what if your toes are interlocked and they twist and you get a fractured toe toe?
Pause. Imagine taking this to the for insurance. Why are you claiming insurance on your toe? Well, funny story. Heard Brendan and Dannybell talking about world championships for toe wrestling. Started it. Broke my foot.
Yeah.
Breakfast with Brendan and Dannybell back on Thursday.
Sydney's Hope 1032. Hope 1032's care line is a listening ear when you need it most. When life is overwhelming, when times are tough, when you just need someone to talk to who will listen, care and pray with you. You're not alone. The Hope 1032 care line is there for you. Call 722 75533 to confidentially speak with one of our trained Hope 1032 care line volunteers. 722 75533. Or at hope1032.com.au.
Reckon you know your dumpy shot from your drop-off? The cornerstone to your career as a bricklayer starts at Bricklaying Education Australia. It's where you'll get 3 years of free nationally recognised training from qualified trainers with nearly four decades of industry experience. You'll come out the other side with a Cert 3 in bricklaying and blocklaying after completing your apprenticeship with us. At station sponsor Bricklaying Education Australia, your future is under construction. Visit bricklayingeducation.com.au and apply today.
Berkshire Parker's serious multi-vehicle crash closing Richmond Road both ways. It's between Lindilo Road and St Mary's Road. That northbound run is stacked up all the way through to Marsden Park. Southbounders are really heavy back into Bligh Park. Traffic lights flashing yellow at the site as well. Mossman, the Spit Bridge, heavy both ways from the city through to the beaches this morning. The M5 East has cleared up after an earlier crash. Still slow inbound through the airport tunnel in Mascot towards Foreshore Road. I'm Monique Pavino, taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 1032.
Hope 1032.
You're gonna be okay. You're gonna be okay. Oh, the sun will keep on rising in that old familiar way, and every little thing is gonna be okay. You're gonna be alright, darling, you're gonna be alright. The stars will keep on shining through the darkest night, and you can know you're gonna be alright. Lift your eyes to the hills, remember where your help comes from. Lift your eyes to the hills, you'll never face the valley alone. 'Cause even and you've gone and lost your way, you're gonna be okay. Gonna be okay. I know that you're gonna be okay. Not a care in this whole world can take that truth away. You're gonna be okay. You're gonna be alright. Darling, you're gonna be alright. At the end of all our breath, when we're beckoned on to the light, love will meet you there, you're gonna be alright. Oh, the end of all our breath is the beginning of new life. You're gonna be alright.
Lauren Daigle, Hope 1032, Brendan and Danny Bell back on Thursday, but right now a reheated bit of Brendan and Danny Bell talking fashion.
Love it or leave it.
Shorts in the workplace.
Oh, I'm voting yay.
I'm voting yay. We don't usually go on the same side, but
no.
I'm voting yay as well.
Are you?
Why not?
I was picking up on nay vibes before.
Oh, all right.
But Judy, Judy's called in. What are your thoughts, Judy? Yay or nay on shorts in the workplace?
No. Oh, dear.
That is the best.
I have visions of adult-sized private school boy, and it's like, no. I work in an office. I could imagine the guys walking around with their hairy legs sticking out. No.
That is so funny.
Getting their knees out. Okay, are the women getting around in, like, skirts?
What do you mean?
Or dresses?
They're not walking around in, you know, tiny little skimpy skirts. They wear appropriate clothes.
For office attire.
That's what the shorts would be.
Don't you come for the gal's skirts.
We're not talking short shorts.
Girls have got their legs out. The men want to get their legs out too.
No.
That's funny.
No.
Judy, do you have kids?
I do. I have two boys and a girl.
So let's fast forward into the future. And
one of them is 28.
Oh, very good. Okay, Joe.
Well, he's now 48.
Okay, so next week, one of your sons says, "Oh, come and have lunch with me after, you know, after the office or whatever." And you're like, "Yeah." And you turn up to lunch. You get there first. You sit down. You order something. And he walks in with his shorts. What do you say?
So he's his work clothes in an office environment?
Yes.
That what you say? Yeah, yeah.
I'd
send him playing to get changed.
She goes, this is what Judy says. Don't you sit down, you turn around, go home, get changed, then come see me.
I will buy my own lunch and have it alone.
No, you can pay for lunch.
I take him to the nearest shopping centre if that's easier. We'll just go buy some swag.
Oh, lunch and a new pair of clothing. That's fantastic.
Winner, chicken dinner.
I'm generous.
And I'm also your mother, so listen.
Yeah.
Oh, Judy.
Oh, I appreciate the nay, but yes. You haven't swayed me. Oh. I'm still a yay.
Thank you, Judy.
That is
funny.
Keep them coming. Stephen, he's texted in and says, yay, big time.
Stephen.
I just for personal climate purposes.
I thought I'd say nay, but I think I want you guys to feel comfortable too.
Thank you.
Also, I don't think it's just a guy thing. I think it's the question of the gals wearing shorts too.
Absolutely. But it's the office attire that is where the big spotlight is.
No,
is
100%.
That okay? That's the part that's pushing the buttons either way.
1-300-40-2020 if you want to weigh on this, but yeah.
Keep them coming.
It's Monday morning. Let's bless the people with a yay or nay.
Let's get excited. Fashion.
Brendan and Dennyville back Thursday on Hope 103.2. This is Corey Asprey and Tori Kelly.
Before I spoke a word, you were singing over me. You have been so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. You've been so, so kind to me.
When I was your foe, still your love fought for me. You've been so, so good to me.
Yeah.
coming after me.
There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me.
There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me.
There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me.
Hope 1032.
She's blood, flesh and bone, now touch the silicone. She's touch, smell, sight, taste and sound. But somehow I can't believe that anything should happen. I know where I belong and nothing's gonna happen.
Thanks to station sponsor OzTip Recycling for fast skip-in delivery at the best price. Book online now at oztiprecycling.com.au.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Anita Savage. At least 492 people have been killed after Israel launched intense airstrikes on Lebanon. Jessica Millwood reports.
It's been the deadliest day in Lebanon since the 2006 war. Nearly 500 people have been killed, more than 1,500 injured, as tens of thousands of Lebanese citizens flee their homes. Israel says it's targeting Hezbollah weapons, which are being hidden in civilian homes. The IDF releasing images claiming to show a missile being stored in a property. The Pentagon has announced the US is sending additional troops to the region as the conflict edges towards all-out war.
Australia is spearheading an international push to protect aid workers in war zones. Foreign Minister Penny Wong has used a speech to the UN General Assembly in New York to call for greater protections for humanitarian aid workers. It comes after an emotional plea from the family of Australian humanitarian Zomi Frankum, who was killed in Gaza earlier this year. Senator Wong says practical steps need to be taken to ensure people like Ms. Frankum are better protected in war zones.
Australia has listened to humanitarian leaders' calls for greater protection of aid workers, and we are taking action. This week we are convening ministers and humanitarian leaders to begin work on a new declaration for the protection of humanitarian personnel.
The leader of Indonesian terrorist group Jamaah Islamia has apologised to Australians for the 2002 Bali bombings in which 202 people died. The Australian newspaper reports Parawajianto says he's dissolving the group so leaders can work towards world peace. Closer to home, thousands of nurses in New South Wales have walked off the job for 24 hours. They're calling for a 15% wage rise. Emergency departments will continue to provide life-saving care during the strike. Some elective surgeries have been postponed. Nurses and Midwives Association spokesman Michael Waits says they'll continue to take action until the government listens.
We've demonstrated to the government that there are shortages in every healthcare facility across New South Wales, and to address that, they need to match the pay that nurses